Today is the feast day of the great King Louis of France, certainly one of the greatest Christian kings in the history of the church. St. Louis, Missouri is named after him. And King Louis was born in 1214 in France, died in 1270. He reigned as king for about 35 years. And he was really part of what has been called the greatest of all centuries, the greatest century in the history of the church, where Christendom reigned. You had remarkable saints living at the same time period as King Louis, such as St. Francis of Assisi, St. Thomas Aquinas, St. Dominic, St. Albert the Great. And this was a time of the building of the great cathedrals. King Louis himself was baptized in the Cathedral of Chartres. He built Sainte-Chapelle, which is a few blocks from Notre Dame. He built this beautiful chapel to house the Crown of Thorns. And he began to be king at the age of 12 when his father died. His mother, Blanche of Castile, reigned until he turned 19. And then at the age of 19, he married a young girl named Marguerite of Provence. And she was only 12 at the time, and they were blessed with 10 children. He was known to be an outstanding husband, father, and great Christian king. If you look at his life, you see that he was one who helped to build the cathedrals, many churches in France, built libraries, hospitals, orphanages, and took care of the needs of the poor. What's unique is that every day at dinner, he invited 13 different poor people from the street to come in and to eat with him. He was a member of the Third Order of St. Francis and tried to live the poverty of St. Francis despite his great wealth as a king. He especially wanted to show justice in the court system. And so he brought about a jury system where people could give their testimonies and be judged fairly. He would even hold some of his courts outside under the tree so that the poor would not be intimidated to bring their cases to him. And he would sit there in judgment, making decisions on these cases. He went on two crusades. He went a crusade where he spent 10 years in the East fighting the Turks, trying to win back the Holy Land. And there he was imprisoned and eventually had to be ransomed. And then he went back at the end of his life as well on another crusade to try to free the Church of the Holy Sepulchre from the Turks. And this is where he caught typhus and he died. Eventually was canonized 27 years after his death. Again, considered one of the great Christian kings. Let me just end by reading a passage from his writings. And I think when you hear this, this is a letter he wrote to his son who was going to take over his reign. This is found in the Office of Readings. Do any of you pray the Liturgy of the Hours, the Office of Readings? If you do, this would be your reading that you would have today. And let me just read this to you because it shows the depths of his spirituality and his intense love for God and neighbor. He says, "My dearest son, my first instruction is that you should love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your strength. Without this, there is no salvation. Keep yourself, my son, from everything that you know that displeases God, that is to say, from every mortal sin. You should permit yourself to be tormented by every kind of martyrdom before you would allow yourself to commit a mortal sin. If the Lord has permitted you to have some trial, bear it willingly and with gratitude, considering that it has happened for your good and that perhaps you well deserved it. If the Lord bestows upon you any kind of prosperity, thank him humbly and see that you become no worse for it, either through vain pride or anything else, because you ought not to oppose God or offend him in the matter of his gifts. Listen to the divine office with pleasure and devotion. As long as you are in church, be careful not to let your eyes wander and not to speak empty words, but pray to the Lord devoutly, either aloud or with the interior prayer of the heart. Be kind-hearted to the poor, the unfortunate, and the afflicted. Give them as much help and consolation as you can. Thank God for all the benefits he has bestowed upon you, that you may be worthy to receive greater. Be just to your subjects, swaying neither to the right nor left, but holding the line of justice. Always side with the poor rather than with the rich, until you are certain of the truth. See that all your subjects live in justice and peace, but especially those who have ecclesiastical rank and who belong to religious orders. Be devout and obedient to our Mother, the Church of Rome, and the Supreme Pontiff as your spiritual father. Work to remove all sin from your land, particularly blasphemies and heresies. In conclusion, dearest son, I give you every blessing that a loving father can give a son. May the three persons of the Holy Trinity and all the saints protect you from every evil. And may the Lord give you the grace to do his will so that you may be served and honored, so that he may be served and honored through you, that in the next life you may together come to see him, love him, and praise him unceasingly. Amen. Well, that was the letter written from King Louis. And when you read that letter, you see his incredible faith and his desire for justice and peace of his kingdom, knowing that the worst tragedy in the world is mortal sin. Through the intercession of King Louis of France, may Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.